Go away, Ian. That's a message from Tampa Bay area residents who have not taken a direct hit from a hurricane in 100 years.
This one does feel a little bit different. We felt that way in the past before, so it's just better to be safe than sorry.
With time running out, residents rush to fill sandbags, board up businesses and homes, and stock up on supplies. Many shelves are empty. As many as 2.5 million people are under evacuation orders.
If they say mandatory evacuation, it's time to go.
As a massive lightning-packed hurricane makes its approach, U.S. President Joe Biden warned residents not to be complacent.
Your safety is more important than anything. And I know our hearts are with everyone who will feel the effects of this storm, and we'll be with you every step of the way. We're not going away.
The message from state authorities is more direct.
If they heed the evacuation order, I have a 100% guarantee that they will not die from storm surge if they heed the evacuation order. I have a 100% guarantee that they will not have to be rescued off a rooftop if they heed the evacuation order.
NASA officials scrambled to move the Artemis 1 rocket off its launch pad and back into the vehicle assembly building at the Kennedy Space Center. It took about 11 hours to get the rocket back into the building. A Hurricane Hunter aircraft known as Miss Piggy was sent into the eye of the storm over the Caribbean. The information gathered by the high-tech gear on board indicates that the storm will intensify even further when it moves over the warmer waters of the Gulf of Mexico. It also indicates that storm surges could see the water level rise as much as 10 feet along large areas of the Florida coast.
And the impacts are going to be far, far broader than just where the eye of the storm happens to make landfall. In some areas, there will be catastrophic flooding and life-threatening storm surge.
The mounting fear that no number of sandbags will be enough. Mike Hanna, Al Jazeera.